You're listening to the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast with Chicago attorney Dave Scriven Young.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 272 of the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast for July 31st, 2020. My name is Dave Scriven Young, an attorney from Chicago, Illinois, and I'll be your host. This podcast takes you on a daily journey to discover key principles in the areas of marketing, sales, and leadership for attorneys. So welcome back. I got a chance to take a few days off for vacation, enjoyed a great 20th wedding anniversary dinner and trip. So it was great to have some time off. I hope all of you had a good week. I hope that in terms of the podcast, you got to go back to a few of the episodes that you may have missed over the past, few months. As I know, doing a daily podcast, I know people are not always able to, keep up on every individual one. I mean, I'm barely able to keep up on, the weekly podcast that I listen to. So I know it's probably hard for people to, catch up on a daily basis. So it's nice to take a break every now and then to allow people to kind of catch their breaths. And then also, of course, on Tuesday, we had our Legal Power Players episode with Amy M. Stewart, the Dallas attorney who was formerly a NCAA D1 championship coach, also played D1 basketball, and now is an attorney in Dallas, and by all accounts, a successful rainmaker in her own right. So it was great interviewing her, great catching up with her. She's a colleague of mine with the Section of Litigation, and we just had a great time, trading some war stories, talking about, marketing, sales, and leadership. I know she mentors a lot of young attorneys. So if you missed that episode, go back just one episode and you can hear that Legal Power Players episode. So we're going to be continuing on with Selling to the C-Suite, the book by Nicholas A.C. Reed and Stephen Bistritz. And we're talking about shifting from being a commodity supplier to a trusted advisor. And again, I think the point that we're trying to make here is that no matter whether you're selling a product or a service, there are different ways in which you can be a salesperson. And I think everyone is a salesperson and should be a salesperson. Because if you believe strongly in your product or service, if you're a lawyer and you believe strongly that you provide a great service with what you do, either you're a great trial attorney or transactional attorney or compliance attorney, whatever it is that you do, if you do a great job and you really believe that what you do is valuable for your clients, then you have an obligation, I think, to an ethical, a moral obligation, if you will, to sell your services. Because if you are good at what you do and what you give is valuable, then your potential clients should have the ability to find you. And the only way that they're going to be able to find you is through marketing and sales. And you don't do them a service until you close them, until you actually sell them your services and you're able to sign them up, get an engagement letter signed, and for you to be able to start providing that type of work in exchange for either a retainer agreement or a retainer fee or just an hourly rate. So we've talked already about the first two types of salesperson. Now we're going to go to the third type, which is a problem solver. So up until now, we've talked about people who essentially have an internal focus on their own products and services. So for an attorney, maybe you're locked into, you're an estate planning attorney, you're locked into selling someone an estate plan. Or you're a litigation attorney and you're locked into selling your services as to the particular, lawsuit that occurred. That's what we talked about earlier. But now we're shifting from that internal focus into an external focus, focusing on the customer's wider world. So this is a problem solver. That's what we call the third type of salesperson. And this results in the salesperson starting to see and talk about issues that are not immediately connected to the current deal or the current case, but are yet to be handled. And this is what we talked about before, where, you know, executives are not necessarily searching for solutions to a problem they have right now, but they have a future focus, right? They don't even know what the solution could possibly be, but they know they're going to have some type of problems along the horizon. And problem solvers are attempting to get there. So they want to solve business problems. So they listen to the customer to understand sort of that larger environment in which that product or service has to operate. They also look at forward-looking ideas, and they're more strategic. So as a result, executives want to meet with them because they're also looking sort of to that same horizon, that same area for answers. And executives see problem solvers as a potential resource. And during the sales presentation, the executive and the salesperson actually explore several creative ideas together. The executive takes the ideas under consideration and possibly might meet with them again. So you're getting further and further along on the path. And tomorrow we're going to pick this up to what a trusted advisor is, that final shift that we all need to make from commodity supplier to trusted advisor, and we're going to get there tomorrow. So I want you, for your daily action item, to think about, you know, where you are on the spectrum. Are you thinking sort of beyond the case that you're working on with a client? Are you looking at beyond, you know, versus transactional attorney, perhaps the one deal that you have? Because, you know, it's funny, a lot of people talk about cross-selling. They talk about being able to, you know, introduce people to, you know, other members of the, of your firm, so you think you can help, you can expand your book of business by just expanding what you're doing for a particular client. Well, you can't really do that unless you understand what the client's other problems are. Until you stop being so focused on the particular thing that you're working on and looking at the bigger picture, looking at what at a client's industry, at a client's you know, regulatory environment, and trying to figure out what other problems that they might have that your firm can help them deal with. So we're going to get that tomorrow with the trusted advisor discussion. And I want you to think about, do you look beyond, you know, sort of the one service, the one deal or case, and look beyond that to other problems that a client might have. So thanks so much for joining in to the podcast today. There's, of course, are many ways to join into the discussion. You can leave me a voicemail by going to anchor.fm/attorneydsy and hitting that message button. You can leave me a comment for me to play on the show, or a question for me to answer. You can also leave me a comment or question on social media. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at attorneydsy. I'm also on LinkedIn on my personal profile. So let me know if you have any comments about this episode. Tell me what you think about this podcast, or give me a topic you'd like to hear about. This podcast is on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, TuneIn, and Anchor, so please be sure to subscribe and rate and review. I also want to invite you to the next session of the Lawyer's Emotional Intelligence Book Club. We're going to be starting and continuing on with Dr. Marshall Rosenberg's book, Nonviolent Communication. The next session will be Wednesday, August 5th at 7 p.m. Central. You can find out more at facebook.com/lawyersEQ. So have a great day or night, and remember to fight for the lifestyle that you want and become the rainmaker that you need to be.